Chris Morning Update, Wednesday, May the 17th. Jack Ma, chairman of China's e-commerce leader Alibaba Group, has surpassed Wang Jianlin, the chairman of Dalian Wanda Group, to become the richest mainland Chinese, according to Forbes magazine. As of Friday, Ma's fortune was worth $30.9 billion, compared with $30.7 billion for Wang. Ma Huateng, chairman of Tencent, took the third spot with $29.7 billion, according to the magazine. Ma took the crown thanks to more than one-third rise in Alibaba's share price, which was $120 in New York on Friday. Wang Jianlin has made his wealth mainly from real estate and the entertainment industry. In the past few years, Jack Ma and Wang Jianlin have rotated the number one spot in China's wealth rankings. However, the rankings may be poised for another shakeup as Ma Huateng's wealth increased rapidly following a run-up in the stock price of Tencent Holdings, which operates the country's popular WeChat online messaging platform. Ma Huateng's wealth was just $1 billion less compared with Ma and Wang. Currently, Asia's richest man is Li Ka-shing in Hong Kong, with a fortune worth of $32.9 billion, according to Forbes. The FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb sets some goals, find ways to lower drug prices, and use new techniques to speed up the drug development process. Scott Gottlieb started his first week as the FDA Commissioner by laying out some goals and guidelines for the agency, now under his direction, hoping to alleviate some concerns he's been hearing about in the future. In an all-hands speech to staff on Monday, Gottlieb reiterated some now familiar themes on what he hopes to accomplish and how everyone at the FDA is now expected to lend a hand. Aside from some health initiatives on smoking and combating the opioid addiction crisis in the country, Gottlieb pledged to find new ways to lower drug prices, pushing through complex generics and biosimilars while laying the groundwork to prevent any more sweetheart deals to delay the arrival of low-cost knockoffs, implying that he is preparing to take action on that front. He noted, "We also needed to take steps to make sure the generic process isn't being inappropriately gamed to delay competition and disadvantage consumers. I hope we have much more to say on this topic in the coming weeks." In the area of new drug development, he mentioned, "Congress gave us a clear mandate to be forward-leaning when it comes to how we evaluate safety and efficacy in viewing of emerging scientific insight and better analytical tools. Implementing the 21st Century Cures Act is a key priority. We need to make sure we are taking steps to foster innovation and regulating areas of promising new technology in ways that don't raise the cost of development or reduce innovation. We need to be patient-centric and science-based in everything we do, and we must make sure that in all our efforts, we maintain the gold standard for regulatory science and independent, science-led decision-making, all led by a strong career workforce." Gottlieb also highlighted a change-up in the Office of Regulatory Affairs. As Bloomberg reported earlier Monday, Gottlieb is focusing workers on specific areas like drugs and devices in order to achieve greater expertise as they inspect the facilities and probe consumer complaints, abandoning the old original focus with shared responsibilities. As ROA's mandate becomes more complex and more global, we look forward to achieving operational efficiencies that can improve our ability to fulfill our public health mission and protect consumers," noted Gottlieb. None of this is a dramatic departure from the FDA, but Gottlieb is also sending a message that business as usual won't be the theme for his tenure as head of the FDA. His immediate predecessor, Robert Califf, offered a quick thumbs up for getting started early with a reorganization, aligning inspections with product expertise, critical for newcomers to reinforce program realignment. And that's our update for Wednesday. Stay tuned for our update on the 18th.